Everything is Rent.
That's right. I am Sarah.
I'm Beth.
And this is Everything is Rent.
We should have practiced that. It's a podcast. Are you stopping it? No. This is a podcast where we talk about the musical Rent, song by song.
Every episode dedicated to a new perfect Rent song.
Yes.
You're all perfect.
Indeed. Today with us to talk about the musical Rent, we're very excited to have her. You know her as Gretchen on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's Lauren Adams.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Also, Masking for Trouble on Instagram.
Yes.
I run the most Instagram account, Masking for Trouble, if you like weird skincare stuff.
Which is everyone likes these
everyone
days.
Everyone does like these days. Masks are big. Mm-hmm. They're huge.
People now, it hasn't experienced backlash yet, unlike the musical Rent.
Oh, my Instagram?
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
some pushback for my non-vegan products.
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
I'm not vegan, so I like have, you know, I respect people who are. I try mm-hmm. to use cruelty-free as much as possible.
Yeah.
But a lot of those Asian skincare things, China has like weird rules about requiring animal testing. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel like also, well, this isn't about, we shouldn't talk about this at all.
Is that, but did Rent get any, like, did PETA come for Rent ever is sort of what I'm asking.
I don't think they ever use live animals in it.
No, but they
we don't know
about
all
it.
The productions.
That's true.
You know,
true.
Of Rent around the country.
Oh my God, do you think there's been a production of Rent where they used live animals for some reason?
Yes.
I
really
sure.
hope not, because in the musical Rent, a dog dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
That's right.
So I hope not.
What about an all-dog production of Rent?
Now that I'd be in for.
Greenlit.
Yes, greenlit.
100% greenlit. Mm-hmm.
So Lauren, what's your personal feelings about Rent? What's your history with Rent? Tell us everything.
I was born in 82, child of the 90s. Loved Rent, obsessed with it, had the double disc cast recording. When my birthday is in August and Rent, the first Broadway national tour, like just started that year. And I made my mom apply for a special MasterCard that got advanced ticket access so that my mom could buy me and my three best friends tickets to go see Rent at, I think it was playing at the National Theater in DC for my birthday. And we did. And I don't think my mom knew. I think my mom just thought all musicals were like Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And so my very Catholic mother took four young Catholic teens to see Rent and was horrified.
She was like really scandalized. Was
I
it
think
gay
she was just
people or I, AIDS
well,
or
I think it was like all of it and sex and drugs and like the fact that like there wasn't a woman singing about like wanting to get married to the male protagonist, you
sure.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to, I keep going for the carrots you have out and they're going to crunch on the mic and I'm
yeah,
not
it's
do
a trap.
And I keep falling into it. Uh-huh.
We have mushy foods and crunchy foods.
It's true. You do. And yeah. and you have a bag that's wrinkly.
Crinkly bag.
That's
true.
It's but the carrots trap. Are in a silent bowl. So it's a paradox.
A silent bowl. I feel like Rent, it doesn't turn out well for like
they don't get rewarded for their behavior. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, and it was also, where we were sitting in the National Theater, so there's like, if you're looking at the stage, so we're not using our stage directions, we're using audience directions. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting in the audience in the orchestra in the center section. We were to the right, so stage left, audience right, and all the speakers were there. And so it was so fucking loud. I remember being like, I think I was 13 or 14. I remember my like teen ears being like, oh, fuck. So I'm sure my like 50 something mom was like, get me the fuck out of here. I'm surprised she didn't at intermission say like, I'll be waiting in the Marriott lobby for when you're done. You can come get me. Sort of surprised she didn't say that.
She stuck it out for the whole thing.
She did watch the whole thing. Yes.
Did you like know all, you like knew all the lyrics?
Every single word.
Yeah. Were your friends into it too?
So my one friend Jenna was, we were both like kids who were in a weird music theater troupe growing up, because we didn't have like jazz choir at our school, but for all intents and purposes, this group called Young Americans of Washington.
Oh my God.
Which has since been rebranded because that sounded too political. Now they're called like singular.
Young Americans of Washington was a theater troupe.
It sounds so we did fully sing like some a Republican, I know, indoctrination group.
We did sing some like
like Cohan medleys, like I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy type stuff for like, you know, like we would do them at like the 4th of July parade.
Just for our listeners, you physically saluted.
I did. If you don't know, in my mind, I did a hitch kick into a salute and I'm wearing white jazz shoes.
Yes, yes.
We'll get a photo of it for the blog.
Because you're too young for character shoes. So you're just wearing jazz shoes at this point.
No, we had character shoes too. Whoa. But all the Cohan medley stuff got white jazz shoes done.
Jazz shoes.
Oh, why did I just call you Dawn?
I don't know.
You're very much like her.
I'm not doing
we have
well.
A friend named Dawn. She's very like different.
She's
than
the
Beth.
Main character in Mad Men. Dawn Draper.
So Young Americans of Washington used to do those like Cohan medleys. And also we did a Rent medley where we like sang selections from Rent.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was like of the time. I'm sure we had none of the rights to any of these songs. We illegally performed them. I'm sure we would get a cease and desist if there was no like real internet happening then.
Yeah,
there was, but not like it is today. I'm sure we would get a cease and desist.
Where do you start with a Rent medley? Rentley.
Great question. It was mostly La Vie Boheme, Will You Light My Candle into Seasons of Love. It was like, okay, that's like the, that was like the meat of it, if I can remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
It didn't make sense.
No, sure.
Like, it's not also, like we did the show
I'm
or
sure
like
you
told
had to
the
cut
story
out
of the
a
show.
A lot of La Vie Boheme.
Because so
there's
much
almost
of it,
none of it that's appropriate for
yeah, there's
the
a
young
lot of
Americans.
Inappropriate, but also a lot of like just mentioning poets and stuff.
I don't think we cut any of it because I just don't think the adults understood it. And we're like, yeah, let the kids do the thing.
Sure. Right.
Good.
Seasons of Love is such like a classic. I mean, we'll get there, but it is like, if you're in a show choir or an a cappella group, you're going to sing Seasons of
Love. And everybody does just what the show did. And we just all stood in a line at the end of the stage. Like, we didn't try to do anything different.
Yeah, it doesn't need it.
It's like Chorus Line in that it's like, you're not going to do anything different. You're going to just do that. Every production's going to just do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's sort of my connection to Rent. I was like a music theater nerd, but also a Catholic schoolgirl and just a general nerd. So I wasn't like cool music theatery where I would like know the different people in the different productions. Like I think I knew who Anthony Rapp was, but like that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who Daphne Rubin Vega was, but I like, you know, I wouldn't like go to stage doors and like wait for people or like see every production that came to town like 10 times. And I never like went to see it on Broadway. I wasn't one of those, but I did think those people were very cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So if you are one of those, I think you're very cool.
I mean, I have some autographs.
Do you?
Not from Rent, but I do have Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally's autographs from How to Succeed in Business on Broadway. I did wait for them.
Did you? I don't have any Broadway autographs.
Except
Michael
show.
Hartney's.
Well, that's a good
because
one.
Because when he went on as Dewey, I went and cried. Caitlin Bitsagai and I had maybe one too many glasses of wine and cried in the audience. And anytime I ran into like an usher, I was like, my friend is playing Dewey today. And they were like,
we don't care at all.
They were like, that crazy lady thinks she knows Dewey. And I just cried in the audience and then got his autograph afterwards.
That's not an impressive
wonderful
get, but that's very sweet.
Thank you. I'm going to tell Michael to listen to this episode specifically.
This is not Rent specific, but the first Broadway-ish show I saw was on tour in San Francisco. I saw Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, yeah.
And all on walking there from our parking lot, we ran into someone who was in the ensemble and we like chatted with her and she like got when she was backstage, like during the show, she got autographs from everybody and then had us wait by the stage door and she brought us.
Wait, that's cute as hell.
It was so nice. Sweet. I wish I remembered her name. She was very cool.
That's so nice. I like her. If you're listening, contact Sarah.
Thank you so much. You're probably listening. I know you're out there. You were in Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, many years ago.
Yeah, in the 90s at some point.
That's like everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone who's like a theater, or like a music theater actor in their probably like 40s to 60s was in Phantom of the Opera at some point.
Yes. And they all are yoga teachers now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
Because then you also went to school for musical theater.
I did. I went to Elon for musical theater. And I think by that point, we were like
everyone thought Rent was, it was like the cycle of Rent had worn itself out. So by the time we got to college, it was like, no one's doing it. Like, yeah. No one's going to be singing right. anything from Rent. No one's going to be singing Seasons of Love. It is passe now.
I think at that point, Rent had transitioned to be Rent Junior at middle schools and high schools.
Is there a Rent Junior?
Oh, you better believe it. And yeah. I saw it. Shoot. I saw it at a high school in New York City, and it was the greatest day of my life.
Wild. Because there's so much drugs and sex and dying.
What happens, Beth?
I don't remember.
Well, it's like I went to Catholic all girls school, and so we did Grease, and we had to like rewrite shit. We like rewrote it so Rizzo's not pregnant, and they're like, whatever it is, she's like mad about something else. We like rewrote it for Catholicism.
Wait, I thought that Rizzo it isn't actually pregnant. And she, it's just a rumor.
She's chemically pregnant.
She's probably chemically pregnant.
It's and then like
she
gets how everyone's been pregnant.
Yeah,
and then,
kind of. Yeah. Sure.
She like missed her period, so she's like, I'm pregnant, which means I've been banging for sure.
Yeah, and like. That's not allowed in Catholic school. And then we did Once Upon a Mattress, and you're like, that's Catholic safe. And you're like, no, it's not, because Sir Harry and Lady Larkin are pregnant out of wedlock.
Oh.
So we had to have a whole scene that explained that they got secretly married months ago and then had a baby.
That is insane.
Yep.
But everything else about Catholicism makes sense. We found the one thing that's a little bit weird about it.
But how would my Catholic school do Rent?
But
Rent
Jr. And you know what? I'm trying to think if they replaced like the baggie of drugs with something else. I don't think so. Yeah. I feel like they just went for it. But it was like a very like, it was like it was a New York, like Lower East Side New York school. So they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, this is our lives.
Yeah. And then it's just shorter. And it's just like adorable. It's the best.
Probably less sexy and shorter, but still the same amount of drug use.
Probably.
How do the
yeah.
kids play parents? That's cute to me.
Well, that's a good segue. Should we get into the song?
Yes.
Is it time?
It's
okay, so we are on the second song in Rent, which is called Voicemail Number One. And we're going to listen to it right now.
Speak.
That was a very loud beep. I don't even know if this is working. Mark, are you there? Are you screening your calls? It's Mom. We wanted to call and say we love you and we'll miss you tomorrow. Cindy and the kids are here. Send their love. Oh, I hope you like the hot plate. Just don't leave it on, dear, when you leave the house. Oh, and Mark, we're sorry to hear that Maureen dumped you. I say la vie. So let her be a lesbian. There are other fishies in the sea. Love, Mom.
The lyrics are good. Come on. The lyrics are good.
It always gets a huge laugh. And like, so let her be a lesbian. Yeah. It's like so.
And then there are other fishes in the sea.
Other fishes
come
in
on.
The sea.
That's good.
Sweet Mom.
But it is like mom shaming at its worst.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like she's disoriented by the mere beep of a voice
of like a normal recording. And at this point, like this show is set in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So like we
everyone
all
has
know
a voicemail.
What voicemail machines are.
What are they? Answering machines. That's what they're called.
I don't even think of voicemail machines.
I'm actually so young that I call them voicemail machines.
But yeah,
everyone knows them. She thinks the beep is loud. She's like, where am I? What's going
Speak.
On? Yeah.
Oh, how many people did that? Did you guys do that on your answering machine?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think my
I
mom
think
would
I did
let
it
me.
until my mom said, that's very rude. You need to change it. So I said,
did we talk about this on the last one? Did it come up?
I don't know. But my mom thought I was rude forever.
Maybe.
Maybe we talked about it. I guess I'll talk about it every episode.
I do want to say that I was pissed that this was my song.
Because, really?
Yeah, because it's not a juicy one.
It's not a juicy song,
but there's
but
a lot. Right?
There's a lot going on.
I'm feeling
one,
sensitive about
completely
it.
Completely unscored, right?
Yeah.
Acapella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fully acapella song. I don't know why. Why do you think? It's just mom's just sort of existing in a void outside their bohemian world.
It is like mom. It's mom like sounding like she's trying to relate. So that's maybe why she's like, oh, you guys sing. I will sing. I mean, maybe that is why it was like.
Are all the voicemails written that way? No. Some of them have music under them, right?
I don't know.
No, I think they're all acapella. I'm thinking about the Alexi Darling one. I think that's acapella.
Mimi Chica.
There is a, you know what? There's like a quintet or something where all the parents are singing.
And that one scored?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
We'll get to it.
You'll get to it.
Who's going to be that guest? Lucky.
That's the juicy voicemail when all the parents are involved.
It's the best voicemail.
But it is funny because it is like, that's part of, I think, what people get so mad about and worked up about Rent. Like, here's Mark. He has clearly an extremely supportive mom who sent him
sweet.
A hot plate. Mm-hmm. She's very sweet.
She basically sends him a hot plate, not realizing he's kind of homeless and a squatter.
Yeah. But he doesn't have to be.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be.
Because he has this nice mom. And they all do. Like, they all have parents that are very concerned for them and none of them care.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, too, is, like, are we meant to be, like, the parents are assholes or the kids are assholes? Because, like, on this side of it, I'm like, the kids are assholes because I'm an adult
yes.
now. And on my teen side of it, I was like, oh, moms.
Stop calling.
And nagging.
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely not, like, a sympathetic to mom kind of voicemail. Yeah. It is realistic in that she says who it is, which I think is a really mom thing.
Yes.
It's like, you know from the second someone starts talking that it's your mom on the phone, but it's like, hi, it's
your
mom. It's like,
but yeah. also... And now even my mom does it and we all have caller ID and even the voicemail says it's mom.
Hi, every voicemail, it's your mother.
Yeah. Every voicemail from my mom is the same. Yeah. They leave no more information than the last. It's like not what I want to talk about. It's just like, hi, it's your mom. Give me a call back. Just call in to say it's every single time. Mom, if you're listening, I love it.
I continue it
forever.
Some moms do texts where they also are like,
hello,
as though
mom.
They're letters.
Love mom.
Yeah.
She does dash mom at the end. Yeah. My mom's emoji game is really good.
Oh,
she's
yeah?
gotten really good at emojis.
Like, what's she up to?
She'll send any of the ones they suggest, she'll click them all in.
Oh, well, that's not impressive.
That is.
My mom will find a fun photo, but for holidays, we'll send like an Easter photo and like a Happy New Year's photo or like little GIF or something.
My mom sends a very long, very dry animated card for every holiday.
Yes.
And this past Easter I was with Emily Altman and I was like, did your mom send cards from this card company? And Emily was like, yeah. And we both played from the same our mom's, like, it's always like a watercolor of like a bunny hopping and
I was gonna
birds.
Say a bird. Yeah, there's always birds.
Is
in
it Blue Mountain
too.
No, it's worse. It's like it's worse. I'll figure out.
Worse than the Blue Mountain.
Yeah, it's more mom like
the only people that send those are moms and like receptionists offices.
If you work at an office, accountant's receptionist always sends for like Christmas, we get one.
Yeah. I have a question about this song.
Yeah,
who do you think is Cindy, the kids are here, send their love.
I figured it was his sister.
His sister.
Or her sister.
Or aunt or something.
Yeah.
I mean, could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
Cindy Lauper?
It could be Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper.
Could be Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper and the kids are here, send their love.
Cindy, Cindy Lou Who? Is that the Grinch?
Yeah,
Cindy?
That's the Grinch Cindy.
Mm-hmm. So maybe mom's watching the Grinch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and like the kids are the other Who's? From Whoville?
Look, I'm just saying, we never find out.
You got to investigate all the options.
Could be anyone.
Could be Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
It's very likely Cindy Crawford. Cindy and her Pepsi is here.
Well, Cindy's kids, she does have kids now, and maybe they were just foreshadowing.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Definitely Cindy Crawford is being referenced in this?
I mean, it's, I'm going to say 80% it's Cindy Crawford. 20% probably Cindy Lauper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No votes for Cindy Lou Who in there from you, Sarah?
No, that person doesn't exist.
Great.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Weigh in on Twitter. Who do you think it is?
Yeah, weigh in on Twitter. We have a Twitter.
Tweet at us, hashtag Cindy Crawford or hashtag Cindy Lauper or hashtag Cindy Lou Who.
What is your Twitter?
I don't remember
At @everything_rent. And we have an Instagram that is @everythingisrent. Though Instagram tried to block me. They tried to not let me sign up for it. I don't know. They think I'm bad.
They think you're rude like your mom.
Listen, she's right.
And they heard your speak voicemail.
Speak.
Yeah.
I think that also, like, the because it was just ensemble members who played parents, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet that felt like such a, like, being somebody who never was like leads in musicals, because I'm not very good, like, to get that featured choral part.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, that's a win. You feel so good to get that juicy Mark's mom part and get all those laughs.
Uh-huh. Yes, that girl that got pulled out of the ensemble to play mom, everyone must have hated
her. And it always killed. It always killed. You're right.
It's very funny. Mark.
Oh, and she gets a good lesbian. I mean, yeah, that's
and
a laugh.
She like holds it out. It's like a real like flat note. Yeah. It's very fun.
It's very fun.
She's also really making the most of the ends of the lines with like holding onto the notes, like holding them, getting a little bit of vibrato in there.
Also, because she doesn't have an orchestra to follow, she can take all the time she wants.
Yeah. Do you think that some days she like mixed it up with the like the notes?
No.
Speak.
There's no way.
Speak.
No way. Yeah.
You should do that at the beginning of every podcast.
Just at what point?
The very first thing you should say at the beginning of every podcast should be
speak. Oh my gosh. If I was 15, that would be.
I mean, this is the perfect podcast to do it. We could start now.
Yeah,
we probably won't.
But we'll have to discuss it.
Yeah, feel free to put your suggestion in the suggestion box.
Oh, is that Twitter?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Beth, what was the Twitter handle again?
Don't remember. Everything _ rent.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and _ is spelled out. No, just kidding.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's
the song.
That's the
it's
song.
It's not a juicy one to pick
it
through.
It is a juicy one. We picked
some fun stuff.
I want you to invite me back for Will You Light My Candle?
Well, move to LA and we'll talk.
We'll get you.
Great. So shall we move on to our final segment?
I'm scared of this one.
Really?
I think so. I have questions. Okay.
Okay. So Lauren,
yes.
you keep up with current actors.
I am.
Do you?
Yeah, no.
Okay. I mean, enough. Yeah. You don't need to be a TMZ expert.
Okay.
You're tapped in. You are a current actor, mm-hmm.
I
would say.
That's true.
So
yeah.
you are fair game as in casting for this. Oh, so
man. I'm going to give myself the part of Mark's mom. So,
okay. So that part, ensemble mm-hmm. member and Mark's mom, mm-hmm. and maybe. She might also play Alexi. I'm not sure.
She might.
I was wondering that.
That's a good track.
That's not bad.
That's a great track.
That would make sense.
I'll take it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sort of relaxing.
She probably wants Mark to get a job.
Yeah.
Lexi's.
Yeah.
Holds job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're in this segment, we're going to recast Rent with current actors.
Okay.
Modern day actors.
Ready?
Yes.
Mimi, Zendaya. That's
Ooh,
good. That's really
that's
good.
Really good.
Yeah?
That's mm-hmm. really good.
Okay, well, what brings you there?
I just feel like after seeing The Greatest Showman, the worst, best movie I've ever seen, I think she's got the grit to do it. I thought she was a really good actress, and
okay.
I think Mimi needs to be a good actress.
So I feel love like that. I that agree is that good Mimi casting. should have some grit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we just have Idina Menzel back, because she's kind of a current actress.
Well, too old. But we're not going to have one of the, you know, either the original Broadway or the movie Mimi back. She is getting recast as Zendaya, but we're keeping Idina around.
I mean, I guess Rosario Dawson could play it too, but I feel like she was not that good in the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
You did it?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's so clean and Hollywoody that you're like, this is funny.
Yes.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark.
Yeah, let's do Mark. One of the Duplasses.
Too old, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Too old.
Yeah. But maybe if Hollywood would open its arms a little bit more to, you know, older actors, like just a real old Rent. Oh, I guess we're casting. I don't know if we're casting a movie or a stage.
Well, that's what I'm also wondering, like, what can I cast the best actor and we can just pretend that we can magically gift them, like Zendaya can sing. So that's like a good casting mm-hmm. all around. Like, just take that for the remake of Rent.
I also believe that, like, if someone is a great actor, it's a lot of dot noises. If someone's a great actor, I think they can also sing at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like they're hand in hand. I don't think there's a lot of, like, you know, incredible actors that can't sing at all. So like the Duplasses for sure can sing.
I'm not sure I agree.
They're my mark of, okay. Yeah. So
what about the guy from Call Me By Your Name and also Lady Bird? Can we have him?
Oh, and what's his name?
He's young. The young one or
well,
Armie
yeah,
Hammer?
But these people are young.
Yeah. No, that works.
Sure.
Can
I don't
he
know
be
his,
it?
He
I
can,
don't know his name either.
Yeah, he would be like a good sort of. Well, it's a Jewish role. Mark is Jewish.
That kid looks Jewish to me.
Yeah.
That feels very chill.
Is that an okay thing to say? He looks Jewish. I mean, it's Hollywood. We're boiling people down to their, you know,
Timothy Chalamet.
Does he not have enough grit? Is he too?
Mark shouldn't have grit.
He's like the nerdiest of them. He's just like living the lifestyle because he thinks it's cool and not because he actually needs to live it, which we just discussed about his mother.
So it can be him at the beginning. And then after he's aged a year over the course of the show, maybe one of the Duplasses.
Really, really want to get those.
Duplasses. I do love them. Sorry, Roger. Now we're getting, now we're getting gritty.
So here's a pitch going back to the Greatest Showman.
Hugh Jackman. I have seen Greatest Showman.
Kayla Settle.
Do I need to see it?
Yes. You didn't go see it?
I haven't seen it.
I didn't go see it.
Terrible. Oh, but I've you're going to love it.
Well,
it
you got to embrace the like cheesiness of it,
is
right?
The cheesiest.
It's just a weird story that, because
the story makes no sense.
Yeah. And the truth of it, the actual reality in history is like kind of racist and not a lot of great stuff happening there, sure. I feel like.
Sorry, I was distracting. I was taking a picture.
No, but
so who's in that? That would be Roger.
What's his name? And I can't think of his name right now because I'm feeling distracted. Come on, the guy.
Wolverine?
No, Zach.
Zac Efron?
Efron.
No. Because wait.
Okay, maybe. You have an uphill battle.
He looks rough in The Greatest Showman. Look it up. He doesn't look good. He looks rough. And I was like, it kind of looks good for Roger. He looks rough. He's got like a wonky eye and he looked like a little puffy and bloated. And I was like, oh.
So Zac Efron at his worst?
I mean, I think he still looks hot. But yeah, he looks like a little bit older.
I don't want to see promo stuff. I want to see, yeah, like click that. Like he looks a little rough there, right? Like he doesn't look quite as good as he.
He's I think he just looks such a pretty boy.
He okay. looks less young. I wouldn't call it rough.
And I was like, you look rough.
I think about, Zac Efron looks
I think
like,
it could work.
Looks like who would play Roger in like a regional production where everyone's like squeaky clean. A regional production of Rent Jr.
No, we give this Zac Efron like longer hair. I
think. No, I'm not agreeing to Zac Efron as
what's
Roger.
What's the volatile? What's the volatile
Duplass brothers
who
cannot play every character, but
well, there's two of them, so they can play at least name. Two.
What's the guy who's real volatile and did that art exhibit?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, what about Shia LaBeouf?
does that one work? I mean, yeah, sure. I would watch Shia LaBeouf as Roger.
I think it could be like a good, I think if we put him in it, he might be really good and we'd be like, it's his comeback.
Shia LaBeouf's comeback as Roger.
In Rent.
Does that work?
I mean, I don't agree that it would be a comeback, but I would.
We can't, is there a plot point that Roger can't also be Jewish? Because does Mark get discriminated against because he's Jewish?
Or no, you're I mean, just saying Roger. No, yeah, but, Roger, there's but if that they scene both where Roger slams Mark's menorah to
but
the
if
ground.
They both were in a scene together and they only came at Mark. I was wondering
no,
if
there's no scene
other
like
than
that.
That's just
did
how
they even
he's
mention that Mark
Beth
is Jewish?
Beth knew it. I didn't
yeah,
know.
I mean, there is, I forget why I know, but we'll find out when we get there.
Because like, it oh, takes place over Christmas and
oh, that's interesting. He's definitely Jewish, but why does his mom care that he's not going to be there on Christmas? Yeah. Wow. We just uncovered an Easter egg.
Maybe they're celebrating Maybe they're celebrating Christmas for Cindy and the kids.
Yeah. I mean, because that's when like schools get off. So that's when there's breaks.
Yeah, a lot of Jewish families also celebrate Christmas.
All right. Well, let's settle on Shia LaBeouf for Roger.
I mean, that's insane, so but sure.
Wait, but who's it better than him?
That's good.
No, he's good.
Like, that's good. That's
and then
good
down, for Roger. Down one from that.
Like, that's good for Roger.
Is this interesting? We're pointing at a computer.
But like, Google search Shia LaBeouf and then go to the third row. And those are good.
Okay, so we got Zendaya. Fine. We got Zac Efron. No, we got
Shia LaBeouf. We got Timothy Chalamet. Uh-huh. So now who would I have to do? Maureen?
Let's do Maureen.
Maureen and Colin's an angel.
Oh yeah, Colin's an angel.
Colin's an angel. Okay, so Angel, this is a cool time we're living in because we can actually like have representation, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a guess about who you would say for Angel.
What are you gonna say?
Well, should we say people at the same time? And Sarah, you say someone too.
I
ready?
Didn't have someone.
I'll say
but
one,
I'll come
two,
up.
Three, and then we'll say. Are you ready?
No.
You can always say a Duplass brother.
I'm not gonna say that.
Okay.
I'm not ready now.
You're not ready?
I think I'm ready, but...
Well, what do you mean when you say we can have representation?
Well, because...
Of, like, an actual, like... I mean, Angel is sort of like they do go back and forth between she and he. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes. And it's unclear if, like, because we weren't talking about the trans community the same way we're talking about today, like, is Angel just
a drag queen
or is it trans? Yeah. And yeah. So I feel like that's maybe a harder choice you could make. And I was hoping we could have a trans woman.
Oh, OK. Then we're not going to say the same person.
Oh,
who are you going to say?
Interesting. I think Laverne Cox is too old, but she would be good.
Sure.
Sure.
And I think
Jaden Smith might do if it's just a drag queen.
Oh, that's interesting.
Could we get someone from drag queen?
Well, I was going to say Shangela.
Shangela is too old, but would be great.
Shangela is Angel.
Oh,
so who's
Shangela?
Yeah. A younger Shangela.
I feel like who is just on All Stars, the cute queen who is like has that one weird snaggle tooth from Atlanta who got voted off very early and is what was her name?
Cute young queen with a snaggle tooth as Angel.
I'm and she was it. Like very bad on Drag Race, but like might just be the right kind of tragic figure.
Chi Chi Devane.
Yes. Would Chi Chi be good? She's young too.
Yes. Chi Chi would be a good angel.
I think
Chi
Chi Devane would be a great angel because she just sort of is.
Yeah. I would cast Angel as every scene is a different person from Drag Race.
Actually, greenlit. I'll see that production.
Yeah, I'll see that.
That's greenlit too.
Collins. Can we have Leslie Odom Jr. do it? Is he too...
Who?
Collins.
Who did you say?
Leslie Odom Jr.?
Yes.
Too old?
You think everybody's...
Because they're like in their 20s.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And Leslie's my age.
What I'm hearing is that we're in the need for a Rent senior, which is just a bunch of old people
past their
who
prime.
Who still can't pay their rent and have AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Who don't want real jobs.
Mm-hmm. I think Collins could be a little bit older.
Yeah, because he's a professor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Benny? Did we do Benny?
Ooh, yeah.
We didn't do Benny.
I'm still going to go Taye Diggs on Benny.
Do you think he should just play Benny?
Taye Diggs forever.
I was going to say Sterling K. Brown could do it, but...
Sure. Yes. Also good. Also good.
That would be great.
Yeah. And he can be older, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Maureen still?
Maureen and Joanne.
Oh, gosh. What if we get... Think about... Can we get... Can
we get?
Who can we get?
We're putting this up.
I don't know. These feel tricky to me. Are they older? No, they're the same. Because Maureen and Mark
Joanne,
were
I feel like is slightly older
than Maureen.
Because she's a lawyer. She like has a job and a life.
Yeah.
Can we get Kimiko from Orange is the New Black to play Maureen?
Kimiko from Orange is the New Black. I don't know if I made it to that season. Is Kimiko on it?
She was a waitress on Broadway.
Oh, wait. Is she the one who is sort of like annoying in Orange is the New Black very like idealistic in protests and stuff?
Yeah.
As Maureen?
I don't know.
No.
Why do you say
well,
no
we
to
can't
that?
Get her. I just checked with her agent. She's actually not available. She doesn't feel like an actress. You know, like Maureen is like an annoying, like musical theater actress
isn't this,
type.
Didn't you see?
Is this the person? She looks very young.
Yeah, she is young.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from Maureen. Sorry, I was thinking Joanne.
No,
I was
Maureen.
Like, that's a wild.
Did you see her in Waitress?
Maybe.
She sort of plays
no,
like
I haven't
a,
seen Waitress.
Like a neurotic, bubbly.
Actress type, like musical she's theater
a,
actress
she's
type.
She's a waitress, but
you know who? Because I think they're doing it for like NBC, one of those live ones.
Rent?
They're I doing think so. It on. It's on.
Oh my god!
ABC.
What,
where do they do those live musicals on?
NBC and Fox do them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think this isn't who I would cast, but it feels like she would be cast for that. Anna Kendrick.
Oh,
she's annoying. That's right. Like. She plays annoying characters like this.
Yes, she would be.
Like smirky.
That's a good choice.
Yeah,
they
she
did
could
good.
Be real. I don't think good. She has been cast as that, but they would cast her as that.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's good. So, that is kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joanne.
Joanne.
I think I'm very bad at this. I think this is a bad game for me. And if anyone's listening, they probably were like, got off at Zac Efron.
They'd probably turn this off back at Zac Efron.
I mean,
no way.
It was a shocking choice.
He just looks so rough in The Greatest Showman.
He does
I
mean, not.
I think it's a better choice so than
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, no, I'm on board with that.
That's
one.
That's insane.
Board, yeah. On board no. With LaBeouf.
Give Zac Efron long hair.
He could get gritty.
He could do whatever he wants.
He could get gritty. Joanne.
We could do a crossover and have it be Viola Davis. She's a lawyer. She's Annalise Keating.
I mean, from How to Get Away with Murder.
Viola Davis to do it.
That would be great. She is too old, you
but,
guys.
Didn't you just say that Joanne could be a little older?
That's true.
But you know what? I don't know if we could get her.
Can you,
you
check?
You know what? Let me put
can
in
you
a call.
Check. We can't I'll get Kimiko Glenn, but we maybe can get Viola Davis.
Depends on what, yeah, what time of
you
year.
You guys, does Tate Diggs still follow everybody on Twitter?
Oh, that's right. Remember,
maybe
he was
we
going
could get him on this podcast.
Oh, you probably could.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He wrote those children's books. He got to plug them somewhere.
Yeah, he did follow everyone. Like five, when was that? Like 5 years ago?
Yeah, and everyone was just waiting for their Tay Diggs follow.
All right, everyone tweet at Tay Diggs. You got to go on. Everything is
everything
rent.
Underscore rent.
Yes.
Right now we have two followers.
Is
it's
it
me
just you
and our producer.
No, I don't follow. I will doesn't. Though. I just don't use Twitter that much.
You still got to follow your own.
I will.
Just up the numbers, you know?
Yeah, it's two is embarrassing. Three is respectable.
I want
three
to settle on Viola Davis.
Great. Viola Davis, Joanne Jefferson.
So we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Is that, oh, and then should we throw in who should be that guy that's the windshield washer?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that says honest living and tries honest to wash living, people's honest. Windshields.
I mean, that could truly be anybody.
Let's stunt cast it. John Hamm?
Oh, he would do it. He likes to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He yeah, likes to do stuff. Let's
cast it with John
Hamm. Yeah.
Or
I actually,
Chris Pine. He also likes to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Chris Pine. And they'll switch off. Chris Pine and John Hamm will switch off performances as the
you
ensemble
don't know,
member.
We won't tell you who it's going to be.
No.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. And then I think we do have to cast the soloist in Seasons of Love.
Oh the really high pitch.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that does have to be Kayla Settle, I think.
Who is that?
She's also from The Greatest Show.
Look, we all have our things. I'm all about the Duplass brothers. You're all about Greatest Showman. Sarah?
I Rude. Like Zac Efron.
Well,
so that's my right cast.
We did it.
We did
it's
it.
Perfect.
Right outside the stage door for their autographs.
Yes, every. Oh my God! Imagine the lines outside the stage door for Kyle LaBeouf and that.
You gotta choose the right parking lot. I tell you what,
it's true.
Choose the right parking lot. You'll meet somebody.
Who knows? One of the people we mentioned today might have been that ensemble member.
Oh my God!
Was it Zendaya?
I think it was Zendaya.
She was 1 year old.
She was not born.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Want to plug something?
Yeah. You're listening to this after the fourth season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt has dropped on Netflix. So you can go stream the whole first half of it now and the second half will come out later.
And I you can can't also wait.
Follow my blog. My blog?
Yeah, yes, follow your blog.
I don't have a blog.
I have an Instagram.
Instagram is I'm Masking for Trouble.
It's a web log of masks. And it's
like your voicemail machine, but on the internet and for pictures.
Your mom looks at it. She's like, the screen is too bright. What are these noises?
I can't. So thanks for having me, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. You're the best.
You're all the best.
Do we say all our stuff now?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Please follow Everything Is Rent on Instagram at Everything Is Rent, on Twitter at Everything_Rent. We've got a blog that will be accompanying this.
Yes. And you can email us at everythingisrentpod@gmail.com. Tell us all the casting we got wrong.
Oh, my God.
I dare you.
Yeah. Send us your memes with your perfect casting.
And
Goodbye. Speak.
Hi, I'm Amanda Salvatore.
And I'm Jackie Ray Arbell, and we are the hosts of
Guilty Pleasure, the podcast that celebrates, elaborates, and experiences our odd interests.
We talk with comedians, writers, and artists about their chosen guilty pleasure, like LARPing, Burning Man, Keanu Reeves, Allen Iverson, television shows, 60s and 70s rock and roll, and the list basically goes on and on and on.
If you'd like to check us out, we have a new episode every single Monday.
Delivered to you from Campfire Media. Find us on iTunes or anywhere that you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Campfire.